what appears to me that this last stages, the last 24 hours of the general strike proper was a synchronized effort by the authorities to
demoralize
the this appeared, this police effort appeared after the Sir John Simon speech about the general strike being illegal.
That's right, yeah.
And the Ashbury judgment of the illegality of the of the strike.
It was, so that was then, an excuse.
Yes, that it was an effort to demoralise and break break the strike.
Yeah.
Well, what for the mood? What is significant for me is that Clancy. As the chairman of the Council of Action, went to Eccleston Square and came back with the surrender news.
Mm.
And on that day at Battersea Town Hall, the enormous meeting, enormous crowds outside, and the workers just booed and shouted. I mean, the chap was
because Clancy was the bringer of bad news, sort of thing.
Yes, he was the bringer of bad news, but I mean, he wasn't the content of the news. It was against his
totally against his convictions.
Against his convictions, but there he had the shattering experience of being shouted at by you know, there was uproar. The feeling of surrender was really the thunderbolt. Duck termed the thunderclap, as far as the unconditional was a thunderclap,
amazement,
as far as were amazing that it should have happened. Now, despite that, this right-wing trade union branch that I was a member of met and decided on the report back to work. And it was decided that we should march back to work. I've already referred to most of the workers employed at Victoria Station were
on Battersea, and you are number one,
In Battersea. And so the branch decided to report for duty the following day, and the march and we marched from Battersea to Victoria Station to report for duty. Now that was that march, the spirit of it, very vivid in my mind.